We see this great story of Zacchaeus, who was so excited to see our Lord that he couldn't see, so he climbs up on a tree. He climbs up on a tree above the crowd so that he can see our Lord. Well, we kind of understand this. You know, we have similar desires like that today. You know, if you've been watching the news this past week, you probably saw the sad news, at least sad for me as a Cardinals fan, that the Boston Red Sox won the World Series. And you probably saw the pictures and the video of the parade where people were lined up as deep as they could, any place where they could stand, where they could see this parade. And it probably wasn't just people from there in Boston there that lived right by downtown. It was probably people from miles around came to downtown Boston so they could see this parade of the White Sox player, or Red Sox players, excuse me. We see this too when the Holy Father, the Pope, goes to visit different countries. When I was still living in St. Louis, which is why I'm a St. Louis Cardinals fan, Pope John Paul II came to St. Louis. And I didn't have the opportunity to go to any of the events he was at, but I was able to go and stand along the motorcade route before his big mass and get to, just to see a glimpse of him go by. And I wasn't the only one out there. There were a great number of people who would come and stand along this motorcade route to see John Paul II pass by in the Popemobile. Very wonderful experience. We've seen this since with Pope Benedict and Pope Francis. Anytime they would travel to World Youth Day or any major event, people would be lining up. They would come from throughout the country and throughout countries in the region to just get a glimpse, even if it's just a momentary sighting of the Pope. It's kind of interesting with all our media that we have now, TV and radio and newspapers and internet and all these things where we can get pictures and video and audio of all these famous people. We still have a desire to see that person in person, to see these famous people in person. Even if it is just far away, say like at a major stadium where this person you're trying to see is 1,000 feet away. Looks about that big, about as big as an ant. Or just to catch a glimpse, like I said, the motorcade where it's passing by. And you see just that glimpse as they go by. For some reason, for us to see someone in person makes them more real to us. So we can understand Zacchaeus' desire to see our Lord. It made him a little more real than just the stories he had heard. But you know, maybe there was more than that. Maybe there was something deeper in Zacchaeus' desire to see our Lord. Perhaps Zacchaeus was feeling a call to conversion, a call to change his life, a call to return to God. You know, because Zacchaeus was, I'm sure, as this tax collector, he was a chief tax collector, which meant he was very wealthy. And I'm sure he was caught up in his wealth, in his possessions that came with the job, not to mention the power and the authority that he had received in being able to do that job. To be a chief tax collector meant he had great power and great authority from Rome. So I'm sure he got caught up in that. But then he has this desire to see our Lord. And he hears our Lord's call. He hears our Lord calling him to come down from the tree because our Lord would spend time with him. And there was a change of heart. He had that conversion. And as a result, our Lord says, today salvation has come to this house because this man too is a descendant of Abraham. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save what was lost. Like Zacchaeus, we are being called to conversion. Because we too can get caught up in those worldly things, in those worldly desires. The things of the world can be like the siren call from Greek mythology, if you're familiar with this. If you're not, the sirens were these beautiful women who, in mythology, would live on the rocky shores of Greece, these really rough, rugged shores of the Mediterranean Sea. And then these sirens would call out with their beautiful, alluring music to the sailors who would be passing by. And the sailors would be driven mad with desire and would sail in towards these sirens, basically beaching their ships, destroying their ships on the rocks in causing themselves to be killed by desire for these sirens. Well, in much the same way, the call of the world is like this siren's call in our lives, drawing us away from God. But in the midst of that siren call of the world, there's another call which we hear in the depths of our heart. And that call is our Lord Jesus Christ constantly, persistently calling us back to Him, calling us to, that He wants to be with us as He wanted to be with Zacchaeus. He is calling us to conversion. Now, this conversion He is calling to us to is not a one-time deal. I constantly refer to this, but it's such a misconception in our world today, especially in the United States, that conversion is a one-time deal. You say a prayer, or you take a step, and you go through conversion. That's only part of the process. Conversion is an ongoing process in our life. And if we are to be disciples of Christ, we must, throughout our lives, be open to conversion. We must allow that conversion to be working in and through our lives constantly. Because conversion is the process of turning away from those desires in our lives that keep us from Christ. And we all have those desires. We all have those desires that keep us away from God. And it's a constant struggle in our lives to overcome those desires. But in conversion, we turn away from those desires and we return to the Lord. So part of conversion is praying as St. Paul did. We always pray for you that our God may make you worthy of His calling and powerfully bring to fulfillment every good purpose and every effort of faith, that the name of our Lord Jesus may be glorified in you and you in Him. This conversion that we are called to undergo, this turning away from the desires that keep us from God and returning to God, is the fruit of our desire deep in our soul that our lives give praise and glory to Jesus. That our lives, you know, as I say at the end of the Mass, go in peace, glorifying the Lord by your life. That's a desire in our hearts, is that we glorify the Lord with our lives. And in return, if we live that conversion, if we allow our lives to constantly return to the Lord, we will be glorified in Him through eternal life. Now, to be fair and to be honest, conversion is not an easy thing. It's not easy to turn away from the things of the world and return to God, because it requires self-sacrifice. It requires us to give up what we might not want to give up. We might have to give up things that we want to hang on to, things we want to hold on to and to keep close to us. We might have to give that up. It requires us to follow a difficult path. Now, in life, we want to find the easiest path through life that we can. We want to find those shortcuts that will get us through life with as little difficulty and pain as we can. Conversion requires us sometimes to not always take the easiest route, but sometimes to take the most difficult path. And this is why I think many do not want conversion in their life. They don't want to take the difficult path. But we need to realize that constant conversion is necessary for salvation. As the first reading says about our Heavenly Father, you rebuke offenders little by little, warn them and remind them of the sins they are committing, that they may abandon their wickedness and believe in you, O Lord. This is something we all need to hear. This is something we all need to pay attention to. And it's something that is easy for us to tune out, because we want to justify our sinful and worldly desires. But we need to listen to that call of God, that rebuking, those warnings that He does through our conversion. We listen to those warnings and rebukes and return to God the love that He has for each and every one of us. So like Zacchaeus, may we hear this call to conversion in our lives and come down quickly, receiving our Lord with joy.